Previously on 2 Past Midnight. Up ahead, Gordon, in the distance, you see a truck off on the side of the road.
Watch out up ahead. We have another vehicle.
As you get closer, on the driver's side, you can see like a blood splatter. And on the passenger side, you can see a bullet hole through the window.
I don't think it's probably a wise idea to stop. I'd say we keep moving.
We might be able to pull parts from the vehicle, though.
You think there's something on that can be used?
Everything can be used.
You're going over the truck, and the truck has a half tank of gas and is in, like, fucking perfect shape.
We take truck.
You guys all start to get back towards there. You see Mr. Jankowski and Emmett still looking to the north. Harrison doing what Harrison does. Mr. Jankowski checking out the trucks.
Mr. Jankowski would like to take 50 liters from big tank, put in new truck.
Okay.
Make full tank, yeah?
Sure.
Mr. Stan, that new truck, has it got AC?
No.
AC, spoiled Americans. It's window. You roll window down, get too hot. You know, you put window down. Yeah? Air. It's like, no condition, you know. It's perfect as is.
My truck back home never had AC either. I'm just hoping.
Yeah, besides, it's cold in Poland, yeah? His high is only 60 today. In Fahrenheit. I don't know what Celsius conversion is. But I'm sure he says Celsius. Maybe 15?
50 would be really fucking hot.
15. 1 5.
150? Oh my god.
No, we're all dying at 150.
Has it got electric windows and locks at least?
Nope.
It's no better than the damn truck I had.
I was close. 66 degrees Fahrenheit is 18 Celsius, 18.8.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty close. I am.
What's 15 Celsius?
59 Fahrenheit. It's 60.
Mm-hmm.
It's not bad.
Air conditioning, no need. Heater, yes. Air conditioning, no.
All right, so what's your guys' plan?
Yeah, drive both vehicles.
Very close together. The last time we put distance between one party and the other, it didn't turn out well.
Not very close. I would say, tactically speaking, maybe like 5 hexes apart. Not map hexes, not like travel hexes, but like, you know, combat map hexes.
Then what's the regular map hexes are?
10 meters. So it's like 50 meters apart.
Right. And then the other one's 10 kilometers.
Correct.
Harrison, I'm going to need at least one more driving roll.
I'm an excellent driver.
So you guys were there for a little while. How far back did you start? So 1, 2, 3, 4. What's the travel speed on this truck, Jeremy?
Standby 9.
And we've gone 2 hexes?
Yeah, but that searching around for the person who crawled out of there, checking out the truck, all that shit takes up about half a shift. So you'd be able to go 4 hexes. So you'd be able to make it just outside of Krakow.
Mechanically, is the other truck the same?
Sure.
Okay.
It's a civilian pickup truck. So,
sure, got it.
Is it a Toyota Hilux? Is it some Soviet pickup truck?
Okay, cool. I'm going to start tracking it because it's going to have its own fuel at this point.
Yep.
Well, I done got 2 successes on that driving.
All right, so you make it that next hex. And, what do you want to do? You're right on the outside of Krakow. Someone needs to roll me a
Not to be like teacher pop quiz. Don't we have to have another driver for the other vehicle?
You do. So roll me 2 driving rolls.
Who would like to drive it?
I am a nothing and a B.
I am also a nothing and a B.
I mean, you could just get some ratchet straps and write "in tow" on it and just go to fucking town.
We could. I don't know if we'd actually write "in tow" on it. We can't spare the tape.
Why not?
We need that to hold the Hilux
together.
There's
blood on the door.
Oh, God, rude. It's so rude. You're terrible. I'll take it. I was looking over the truck, so I'll drive the truck.
Can we tow? Is that an actual option?
Stanislav will drive it. It's fine. But he'll drive it behind the other one.
Okay.
The one with all the weapons and whatnot.
Yep, yep. All right. Roll me a driving roll.
No success.
Okay. Would you like to push that?
Yep. No success.
Are you serious? All right. Roll me. Let's go to that chart.
This is why I wanted to tow.
In tow. I would have given a negative on the driving roll for in towing it.
Well, yeah, that makes sense.
I think it's a D10. Roll me a D10. And if it's not, I'll we'll roll something else.
A 10.
I got a 10. Oh, no. Guarantee that's not the best one.
No shit. This game, it gives with one hand, take with other, then kick you in balls.
All right, so anyone playing at home that has the player's manual, look it up real quick on page 143?
It's under travel.
142. Right? I'm sorry, 142. Yeah, 142. You rolled 10. I'm sorry. You rolled 10, not 12. It's a D12.
Oh, it's
actually, it's 2D6. 2D6.
It's 2D6.
Roll 2D6.
All right. So.
You can roll again.
I got 4.
All right, that's way better. 4. Busted gearbox. So you're going along and all of a sudden, kah, 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 the fucking, you just hear the transmission fucking go and just like you ran over a fucking tiger, I guess.
Stump.
Nope, tiger it is.
No, I'm saying it's making the sound of a tiger. Like that's what the gearbox sounds like.
I gotcha.
Being run over. A tiger being run over.
Like, it doesn't matter what he hit. Like, he didn't even have to hit anything. Something fucking slipped in there, and everything just starts fucking grinding. And the vehicle cannot move any further. Fixing the problem requires a tech roll and a vehicle spare part. One attempt per shift can be made. And its reliability has been renamed to 0.
Yep. Mr. Jankowski gets out of the truck and he starts waving at the other one.
Because they're up ahead.
Because they're up ahead. So he's like waving. He's giving the signal.
Gordon, roll recon.
No successes.
You can push that. No. Can he push it?
You've not let too many recons get pushed.
Yeah, you're right. Also, recon roll's not.
Who has the binoculars?
Okay. Can we retcon that he had one of the walkie-talkies?
Roll me a luck roll.
I don't want to.
Roll a luck roll. Tell you what, spend a challenge coin, and I'll say yes.
I'll spend a challenge coin on that. That's worth it. That's worth it. I'll spend a challenge coin for that. I still got enough for the thing I want to do.
It is. It's also, it should be SOP for us if we're split.
He finally came off of one.
That's fine. I had enough. I still have enough to do the thing I want to do. So there, I'll spend that one.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is officially the first spending of a cheese dick tax. After the one I spent earlier on the weird bullshit dream drugged the party thing.
That was awesome, though.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah. Well, yeah. All right. So you guys, you have the walkie-talkie now.
Skinners and pull over. This Polish vehicle is no good. The Hilux is much better. Bring vehicle back. We fill up gas tank from here, and we take any parts off of this one. Gearbox is no good.
And just get two ratchet straps. Attach them to the truck, because you're not going to fuck up the transmission anyway by towing it. And then...
No, but if it's seized up, you would... No, he's too much work. We take parts off, and instead of tow, we take parts. No? Because then you have to take axle off. It's a whole problem. No. We just take parts. My truck is better. This thing is a piece of shit.
I'm going to be coming to you. Hold on.
Harrison pulls over and looks in the rearview mirror and is like, I don't think Mr. Stan can drive.
Rude.
Miss Stan, I'm going to come to you.
No, yeah. See, what happened was person that buys truck.
This nice, right? Does not take care of it. They do not know how to take care of things. So transmission...
No fluid in it. I forget to check transmission fluid because I figure, you know, makes sense. It needs... Yeah, needs lubrication.
But this asshole that can afford it
does not take care.
All right, so what exactly for salvaging parts from a vehicle?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure there's a time thing on it.
Stretch?
To salvage how much?
All of it.
All. Oh, okay. So you're going to take the entire vehicle.
We're gonna ratchet strap it.
Uh-huh. And tow. The whole thing.
This is a New York stoplight at 2 a.m. right here.
Uh-huh.
Scavenging for parts.
We could be a nice big target.
I think it's under the vehicle rules. In the
scavenging for parts, you can scavenge parts from items that you come across. If you spend a shift scavenging parts from one or several pieces of gear and make a tech roll, you manage to extract a number of spare parts of the corresponding type, weapon, vehicle, electronic, or general, blah, 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 different types of parts, equal to the number of successes you roll, up to the maximum total weight equal to the items themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You can scavenge any item, even if it's inoperable. The item you scavenge is permanently destroyed in the process, and you can never be scavenged again, even by another person. So, tech roll to pull junk off of it, and it is a... What did I say? Shift? Shift.
Yeah.
Before you roll, Harrison turns around and drives back to where you're at. And stops. Miss Stan, do you break your new truck?
It's not my truck. It's truck. Yeah? I did not break. It's broke, right? It's poor maintenance schedule. Yeah?
You done had that truck for 15 minutes and you already wrecked it.
But it's fine. We take parts. It's okay.
I'm just kidding. I like our truck better anyway.
All right, so give yourself a plus two, though.
It's sweet that you think I need that. That's very kind of you.
I'm just, that's what you're supposed to get, so.
Mechanic gives me a plus one, so I'm already an A and A. Here we go. That's two successes. So we get two
vehicle spare parts.
Yep.
One of them is tire.
Sure.
Because other tire
irrelevant.
Is not good. Very good. Is not very good.
Not mechanically important for game.
And we take gas from vehicle.
That's
and refill our
side
own tank.
Thing. That does not count as one of the scavenge things. That's just
but
you can
our...
just take the gas out.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I'm not gonna count that. It's gotta have to take gas. This is about taking parts off of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, yeah.
Like things that you think might actually be useful
that
would work
yeah,
on your
no,
Toyota.
No.
Yeah.
I wasn't counting the gas as the.
Right.
All right, cool.
Yeah, you can siphon the gas out.
Deal.
Actually,
we're doing really good on gas, guys.
You had to say something, didn't you? You had to.
I mean, look, we got a brand new spanking vehicle, bro.
Oh, yeah, it's the same on I'd seen it before on page 86. It says if you spend a shift scavenging parts from a functional or inoperable vehicle, make a tech roll, you can find a number of vehicle spare parts equal to the successes you roll. So it's the same roll.
Okay.
If the vehicle you scavenged is permanently destroyed, which it's not, you can still scavenge, but you'll find one less spare part, meaning you'll need to roll at least two successes to get something from it. The vehicle you scavenge is permanently destroyed in the process and can never be scavenged again, even by another person.
Okay.
So when that gearbox went, a whole bunch of other shit went to shit. So
that's fine.
That's weird. That exact same worded rule is on two different places, but
they want to make sure you don't miss it.
Apparently. All right. Harrison, you already made that driving roll for the next hex, but because of all this and having to spend a whole shift to do this, this now puts us... I need someone to roll me a D6 for weather.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Success.
All right.
I'm actually kind of excited that I don't have to track two different vehicles at this point. So I'm weirdly okay with this.
You a great mechanic, Mr. Stan. You'll keep this one running.
All right, so he's working on it for a while. Who's keeping watch while he's doing this? Because it says a shift. So this is going to actually take you guys into the evening, like with everything. So what is your plan?
Well, Emmett's going to stay up on the gun while we're stopped keeping watch, but I would prefer if somebody actually else makes the recon.
I'll keep a lookout.
All right, so roll me a recon roll. Actually, wait, so it's still clear. Roll me a recon roll.
One success.
Okay.
What do you guys think that we get the, both of these vehicles off the road so we don't make a good target?
It's easier to take parts off Hardball. We can take good truck and take it off into brush or wherever you want. But this one is easier. I just take parts here. Will take me no time at all. No time.
We can't just push it?
His gearbox seized up. It takes... What happens is here. Gearbox seizes up, makes no motion here, right? So turn the axle. I have to take axle off. I might as well just leave here. We take parts off of it, leave on the road. And then this is someone else's problem, yep?
I mean, from a very meta standpoint, having to do all that so that you can push it off the road and try to hide it would explain a whole shift worth of work.
He's trying to take all the buffalo.
Okay, all right, cool. So what are the rest of you doing? Murphy, you're keeping watch. What's anybody else doing?
But no shit, we probably could make camp.
It's evening, and by the time he's done, it's going to be the end of the evening shift, because we were already at the end of the day shift.
Like, we could make camp and hide the truck, the good truck, somewhere else, and then just leave this one on the road.
Are we calling, like, the permanently broke one the good truck?
No. No. No, the good truck is the one that has a one reliability. That's the good truck. The bad truck was the new one with zero reliability.
So seriously, what are the rest of you all doing?
I am spending the shift trying to de-ablade my Kevlar helmet.
Okay, that's going to be a tech roll. Murphy's will keep and watch. Emmett, what are you doing?
Emmett's staying on the gun.
Okay. Harrison.
I'm going to help Mr. Stan, even if I ain't no help.
Okay. Gordon, you can push that tech roll, by the way. What'd you get on the tech roll?
I got a 3.
It is a pushable roll.
I got a 2.
Okay. It has not been fixed yet.
Nope, still messing.
Okay, so you're tearing apart the truck. Somebody roll me a D. Roll me a D10.
Not it.
I'll do it. A 2.
Okay.
Or not. Jeremy, I just picture Harrison being like, you need any help? I'll grab that or I'll get that for you. And Stan being like, no, I don't want your help.
No, you're actually causing problem. No, you put that, put wrench down. Where is 10 millimeter? I'm looking for 10 millimeter socket. He's always missing.
I find it for you. Pretty much at this point, I think Harrison's just going to want to be with Stan as much as he can.
That makes sense.
I don't really like them other fuckers.
You swear a lot more than you used to.
That was Chris, not Harrison. I was just doing
Harrison swears a lot more than he used to.
I remember he yelled at Clark for swearing.
I've been hanging around with that stupid Murph guy too much.
Yes, Murphy does have potty mouth, yeah?
He sure do. I don't really like that guy. He always angry.
Yes, well, that does that to people sometimes, you know? It's this world. You know, some people get angry. And they stay angry, and they don't know what to do with it.
Not you, me. We try to make best things.
We try to make best of things, but it's difficult sometimes, you know?
I just want to be home.
I hope you get home, too. I would like to see you get home.
You gonna be coming with me?
I will go with you some ways. I will make sure you get home, yeah.
Nuh-uh, Miss Stan. You said you were gonna come see my farm.
You're right, Harrison. I did say I was going to see your farm. I do miss farming. It's simple life, you know? When the crops grow, there's so much beauty in it, you know? Seeing the wheat grow, and then it waving in the wind, you know? It's nice. It's nice.
I tell you what, Miss Stan. When I was a kid, I didn't really appreciate it. But gosh, I miss it now.
It's good work, you know? It's hard work, but it's good. You know you are helping things. You make things. You grow things. It's bringing life to the world, yeah.
And everything here is just death and destruction.
Yeah, he's what people bring to the world, you know? Some people bring life, others bring death.
I've had me about enough of this death.
Me too. Me too. I am very tired of it. You know?
That's why we gonna go to my farm. And just farm and live and none of this shit.
That does sound nice. It does sound nice.
All right, so Stan and Harrison are there talking about that. Emmett's up on the gun. You're looking out. Murph, you're keeping watch. Which direction are y'all pointing? Which way are you guys keeping watching?
Down. Looking down at the road. Making sure no mole men come up out the ground.
Dang mole men.
I mean, I wouldn't think you got to look one direction the whole time, but...
What I'm saying is, when you have two people keeping watch, one person's looking one way, another person is generally watching the other way. You're not just both sitting there toggling in a circle, spinning.
No, one... I thought there was only one of us on
Video
watch.
Game mechanics, I am.
So...
Hold that stick to the left.
One way down the road, one the other way down the road.
Okay. Here's the thing. Your answer wasn't going to change the role, so you're fine. Okay. Ultimately, it wasn't going to change the role. I was just looking for fluff within the world. But if that's too much to ask, I apologize.
Not at all. I thought it was only Murph. On watch.
Well, no, Emmett said he was still on the gun, so...
Yeah, look at the terrible creation that you've made. You ask what direction we're looking, we all panic.
Adam's looking for someone to fluff him. That's all I'm looking for.
Just for a little bit of fluff in the game.
I'm looking for fluff.
So I would say Emmett is on the gun looking down the way that the truck is pointed, and then the opposite for Murph.
So Emmett would be looking at the way the truck's pointed. So I guess that depends on which way Harrison left the truck, I guess. That would make the most sense. So, Gordon, tell us what that looks like, you not repairing your flak jacket. Or Kevlar.
So I've got the stupid Russian helmet on, because that regular steel one. But I'm, for some odd reason, envious of this American one. So, like, I pull it out, I'm inspecting it, trying to figure out how to fix it. I understand that it's, you know, it's not going to protect me in its current form, so I just kind of start, you know, I've got like a knife with me, I just kind of start trying to push different pieces towards the hole or cover it back up. You know, it's very clear I don't know what I'm doing, and I'm kind of looking around to see if anybody will notice just how inept I am at this and give me a hand, but nobody ever does.
You're doing that wrong.
Yes, I've never been good at this kind of stuff.
I will fix later after truck is done.
I very, very, I much appreciate. Thank you.
All right, so Murph, you were looking down one way on the road. Emmett, you were looking the other way on the road. Where are you at, though, Murph? In relation to everything else. Currently, the truck that Harrison is driving is to the west of the one that Mr. Jankowski was driving. You're both trucks are facing west. Mr. Jankowski is working on the truck to the back, which is the bad one. And Gordon, where are you doing this work on your Kevlar?
I am sitting on the tailgate of the good truck.
Okay.
Murph's in the bed of the broken down truck, got himself like a little out of the gear and stuff, makes a seated platform so he can have a nice stationary platform.
Mm-hmm.
See, the fact that Adam's building a map is scarier.
No kidding, I know.
Mr. Jankowski, where are you in relation to the truck you're working on? Where would you say you are?
I am on the south side of the truck. Whatever that is.
Well, done. That worked out well because that's where I was putting you. So.
The dice decided.
All right.
No matter how many rolls we pass... It's still Twilight 2000.
It's the recon rolls. It's the recon rolls we need.
We also have two trucks on the road that seems to get ambushed constantly.
Someone suggested we make camp and hide the other truck, but we left it on the road.
I suggested we move them off the...
Yeah, somebody said... Oh, no, I'll just take the parts off on the road.
I said move the good truck.
No. It won't take me long. I'll just take these parts off on the road.
Again, you guys are under the impression that Mr. Jankowski is trying to survive this ordeal.
I'm just stopping you from passing the blame.
Look, the rest of you could have been in the brush, hidden... Taking naps, doing whatever. Who wants this buck?
Keep it up. You're about to get your name put in the buddy.
He'd be good with that.
Yeah. Wait, who is? Is it still Murph?
Murph's
still your buddy?
Yeah.
All right.
Asshole.
It's the last soldier I've got left.
Process of elimination.
Gordon's sort of a soldier, but he's a newbie.
He's an interpreter.
He's NATO forces.
I went through training too.
Harrison.
No. He blew me up. Nah.
That's fair. That's fair. Harrison did blow you up. No.
I didn't say I was a smart man.
Emmett, what's your intelligence? What's Emmett's intelligence?
D.
Okay. Harrison, you're smarter than Emmett.
That's fair mechanically, but this is not how the character has been created. Thank you.
No, it's how he's created. It's just not how he's played.
Well, yeah. It's created in my head.
Head cannon?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah. He's spending way too much time on a map now.
Oh, yeah. We are fucked.
He's got to place 12 combatants, apparently.
Yeah, this is no longer a, hey, we can talk our way out of this.
A battalion of Russian soldiers comes up the road supported by a tank company.
Oh, yeah. I'm totally expecting a tank. Yep. T-62 is going to come rolling up the fucking road.
That's weird. This card says roving gang of proctologists.
All right. Murph, you got one success on your recon roll.
Correct.
To the north of the road, there's a tree line about 30 meters away. You start hearing rustling coming from the tree line, and you start seeing some movement in the trees. And you look up, and we're in the evening now, so it's starting to get a little bit darker, right? But, you know, there's still pretty clear sky, and are you going to use NVGs or what? Because it is starting to get dark.
I mean, once it gets dark, yes.
So you start glancing through your NVGs, and you're looking, and you start seeing, like, little glowing dots through the NVGs of, like, eyes in the tree line. You're... as this like pack of dogs comes swarming out of the tree line, and we're going into initiative.
Yes.
Let's do the good old fashioned normal old school initiative cards. Those are fun. So I'm going to deal one out to everybody. Anybody, Murph gets two, and Harrison's going to get one also. So I'm going to deal one out to everybody, and then one more for Murph, and then the third one for Harrison. Okay? And I will move you all to the map. All right. So all those dogs are right there in the tree line.
Wow, it's amazing that a pack of dogs made sure that they were all in individual hexes.
They're not all in individual hexes. They're all twos. That's why they all got a plus one. You want me to make one of them plus 12? Should we do that?
that's a swarm at that point.
I mean, what I could do is reduce the number of them, right? The number of individual ones, if you guys would like, and make it fewer tokens and put more in each one, if you want me to. I could just, it'd be four tokens three tokens of four dogs in each one. We could do that. You want me to?
Oh, no. It's up to you. I just was looking at it like, these dogs are strategic.
They have pack mentality.
Oh, yeah, because often packs just clump in one big clump and come straight at the thing like a fucking, you know, like they're Greek soldiers, you know?
Like a phalanx.
Yeah, they come in a phalanx, right? And they're just like... dun, dun.
Well, they got the little dog shields.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, these ones actually do have shields and long spears.
They've read Genghis Khan's book.
They're yeah, yeah.
Are they wolfkin? Is that... Wait, when did we switch to Forbidden Lands?
We crossed over to Dragonbane. All right, so a pack of wild fucking dogs. Who has a one?
Kyle has a one. I haven't done this in a long time. I will trade initiative cards with Brian.
All right.
Nice.
All right, well, then you've got the number 8.
Thank you. You are first to act, sir.
Where are we at? All right, well, then they're all in the tree line currently.
Yep, have yet to come out of the tree line.
So
But real quick, let me get the order of everybody because I'm not going to change it for this. Two? Who has a two? Nobody? Three.
Murph.
Murph. Four. Five. Jeremy has a six. Seven. Eight.
Gordon on eight.
Nine is the dogs.
And then Harrison is 10.
And then Harrison is 10.
I was distracted. Help, Miss Stan.
All right. So, Brian.
I will start at the, basically the front corner, to the right with those dogs there.
They are in the tree line. So it's a negative for that and a negative for the darkness. So that's, hold on. Negative two and negative one. So negative three on that.
Negative three. So yep. I get plus one from Sheen Gunner. So negative two, we are looking at 2d10. And I'm going to roll three ammo dice with this. All right, I got a four and a two, and then two ammo dice. I am going to, I'm going to push it.
Okay.
That's an eight, a two, and a five. So that's a success and two ammo dice on the two dogs at the corner between them and the back split.
So you got one success and two ammo dice.
Correct.
How would you like, because two ammo dice could either increase the damage or spread it to a new
dog. Yeah, I'm going to spread it between the two dogs.
Okay, so what do you do with the other ammo die? So one ammo die is going to do an additional hit on one dog.
And then it would basically be the other dog would then increase the damage, wouldn't it?
It's optional. You could be success, extra damage, and you could do success and a crit on one, and it also hits the other one.
Right. That's what
but
I
But that
do.
Wouldn't also be a crit on the other one. It's just a normal hit on the other
right.
one.
Right.
Okay. Is that how you yep. want to split it? Okay. I'm just asking. I wanted to make sure.
No, I get you.
Okay. All right. So one of those dogs is dead from a crit, because that's the way that works. And what's the damage on your...
The 240 is...
Three?
Damage three, crit four.
Okay, so the other one takes 3 points of damage. That drops two dogs.
Bam, get it, Emmett.
So, Emmett, tell me what that looks like. You just took out two dogs.
Well, I mean, Emmett has flashbacks to the first time that we got hit by dogs and he ended up laying on the ground, so he wasn't messing around. He just immediately opens up as soon as they step out and start coming out of the woods.
Mm-hmm. Murph, you're up. You're in the bed of the broken down truck. That's where you said you were, right?
Yep. Fast aim and fire at one of the dogs in the next hex to the left.
Okay.
And what's the minus on that?
Negative two minus for dark, two? Negative one for trees.
But I won't have the dark because I had the NVGs on to find them in the first place.
With the rifle? Shoot while shooting the rifle.
Oh, yep. Dumb. Never mind. Okay. So.
I mean, do you have some duct tape? You could duct tape the NVGs to the end of the scope.
Cheese tax. The cheese tax. So,
actually, for fluff purposes, after he locates them with the NVGs and calls them out, he flips up the NVGs, fast aims, and fires once they exit.
Okay, so wait. So you're shooting at them in the tree line, or you're going to wait for them to come out of the tree line?
No, I'm saying he flips up the NVGs and then fast aims and fires.
All right, roll at a minus three.
Two successes.
Hey, two successes.
There you go.
All right, that is one dead dog. Shot with a 50 cal.
Wait, are you still using the 50 cal on dogs?
It's the only weapon I have right now.
You don't have the pistol?
Don't you have a sidearm? There's another Dragunov.
Gonna wait till they get closer if I'm gonna switch weapons.
Wait till they get closer to switch to his other sniper rifle.
All right, so that's another dead dog. The one to the left is the one you said. Stan, what are you gonna do?
He'll just go, Harrison, get in cab of truck. We'll be safer. And he
gets in the cab of the truck, but leaves the door open.
And shuts the door. that's a flock of Cujos are coming in on the truck.
I've already thought about it. The window's busted on the driver's side.
I didn't say it was busted on the driver's side. It had blood on it.
Oh, it's blood. Oh, yeah. Okay. So either way, he's going to go through the driver's side door and scoot over to the passenger side.
Okay.
And
the passenger side has a bullet hole in the window.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
And draw his pistol.
All right, cool. Gordy.
What is the distance on a grenade? I can't remember. I know it's a mobility roll, but I can't remember how many hexes I can chuck it.
Well, if you go to thrown weapons, it's it's basically the range of it is what it is.
Oh.
The furthest you can throw it.
Range 3.
So you can throw it 3 hexes.
And then its blast radius is the hexage.
What is the blast radius on the grenade? Is C? It's a C, I think. On a grenade.
A C.
Yeah, so it's another hex, an adjacent hex. Each adjacent hex to wherever you throw it.
And if I'm saying 1, 2, 3,
you can't quite throw it into where they are.
3. Well, it's hitting adjacent, though, right?
Right, right.
I'm going to attempt to throw a grenade there.
Can you do Overwatch with a grenade?
I mean, it counts as a ranged weapon, so yes. I'd say, yeah, you can do Overwatch with a grenade.
That's a grand idea. I will do that.
All right, so you're going to set Overwatch on the hex in front of those two.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I just want to do something cool, okay?
Yep, I got you. I'm with you. All right, so you set Overwatch on that hex directly in front of the dogs to the far west. Yeah.
Dogs to the left, dog to the right.
All right. So all these dogs start going forward towards the truck. I'm going to start on the right-hand side because it's way cooler.
I disagree.
Way cooler.
Adam enjoys the drama.
I do enjoy the drama. So I'm going to start on the right-hand side. Let's see. So they can move 2. Well, they get a mobility roll with it. So mobility, they have a B and a C. So that's fun. That's 2 extra hexes that he'll be able to move. So 1, 2, 1, 2. Yep. And not quite there. And then the other one right beside him gets 1, 6. Oh, wait, no. Then they can move again. So they're going to move right into the hex with you guys in the truck. This one moves out of the tree line. 1, 2. Gets another success. So 1... And then 1, 2, into the same hex with y'all. The next one, I'm going to start with the one on the right. 1, 2, and 2 more. 1, you're outside the truck, right, Gordy?
Yeah, I'm technically on the tailgate. I was just getting in hex for ability.
I'm going to wait and let you throw the grenade first. Before I move the rest of the way in to that hex. I didn't think I was going to get 2 successes there and get into the same hex on one move. Go ahead and throw your grenade.
Mobility, correct?
Yep.
1 success.
So you hit the hex. All right. Now what I need you to do is roll me 2d8 for the 2 dogs that are in that hex, and then 2d6 for the 2 dogs that are adjacent.
An 8 and a 1.
What's the damage on that grenade?
And a 6 and a 6.
Holy shit.
Oh my God, Gordy.
All right, what is the damage on that grenade?
Damage on the grenade is damage 2. Crit 3.
All right, so it reduces down to a 1 for the second one, but that's still 2. All right, so these 2 dogs are dead, the ones where you hit with the grenade. Boom, they're fucking gone. The other one, the other 2, boom, fucking gone.
Yes, that's all I wanted to do. I'm so happy.
That's awesome.
And then 2 other dogs come running up into that hex, and they're going for Gordy. All right, this is kind of exciting. E and a C. Okay. But they get a plus 1 because there's 2 of them, so that's fun. Here we go. Rolling the dice.
Do I get to defend?
You used a fast action to aim. for Overwatch, and then a slow action to throw.
Okay, gotcha.
I got 3 successes.
That tracks.
I rolled a 8 and a 10 on a B and a C. Shit. What's the melee, crit range? Is it 3?
Semi.
I think it's 1 and 3, or is it 1 and 4?
Unarmed is 1 and 4.
Okay.
So what is attacking me?
The 2 dogs come up and start biting
there at
you.
There should be 1 dog left in that, because that...
There's 2 in that.
That was the one that Emmett assaulted.
Oh, okay. There was one? Oh, you're right. Let me re-roll that one then. So it definitely is not. I'm sorry. No, Emmett didn't do that one. Chris did.
Chris, that's right.
Yep. So there is only 1. You're right. I'm sorry. So
no apologies.
He only hits, and you take 2 points of damage. But he hits your arms, so still 2 points of damage. So he, like, that arm that you threw that grenade with, he just jumps up and, like, latches onto your fucking arm.
Ah!
And there are 4 dogs in the hex with the ones in the back. Oh my god, I gotta make them smaller.
So what does that look like? They're at, like, the bottom, like, on the ground at the truck, trying to jump up and snarl and bite?
Sure. Basically they were able to move into the hex and start to get into the back of the truck where you are. That's about what they're able to do. Because that's where their movement ended. Top of the order, Brian.
All right, from where I'm at in the back of the truck, if I shoot into the other hex...
Friendly fire.
Friendly right. fire rules.
But I'm still only taking a negative 3 plus the 1, right?
Can we see at this point with this distance?
It's still going to be affected by darkness.
Okay.
I mean, darkness is going to do 2 things. 1, limit the range at which you can see, and 2, screw up your shooting.
Basically, for friendly fire, I just need to not fail the roll, right?
No. Wait, let me look.
I'm reading it right now.
Yep.
You can fire at a target even if your line of fire crosses the hex where one or more friendly fighters are located, but these friendlies must all immediately make a coolness under fire roll to avoid being suppressed. Also, if your shot misses, roll 2d6 base die. Any successes means a random friendly is hit instead, and a second success will increase the damage by 1.
That's rough.
Don't miss.
But even still, you guys could all end up suppressed.
Here's the thing. We're all in the same hex. If we also shoot at dogs, we're suppressing each other as well. And with Psalms or the 240, you have the best chance of taking out the most dogs without shooting your friends, because, you know.
Yeah.
You're Emmett.
All right. Well, then what I'm going to do is I will... it's going to be 2d10, and I'm going to go ahead and open up with all 6 ammo dice.
What dogs are you shooting?
I'll go with the closest ones to me within that hex.
Well, I mean, they're just in the hex going for the back of the truck. So,
right.
Okay.
So, 1 success and nothing on the bullet dice. 2 ones
Do
on the bullet
dice. You
want to
push that roll?
No. I'll just take the 1 success on those.
Okay, because here's why I'm saying this. If you get another success, you can transfer it to another dog.
Right, I know that.
For each additional success on the bullet dice.
But I also have 2... No, I've got 2 failures already, so...
All right.
If I push that, we're gonna get into problems. So the 1 success stands on the dog.
That'll jam, actually, with 2...
Right. That's... Yeah. And I've just now got this one back up and running, so nope, the 1 success stands.
All right, that is 1 dead dog.
And 3 coolness under fire rolls required.
Yep.
Mr. Jankowski is suppressed.
Harrison.
Coming.
Dale is also suppressed.
Yep.
And outside the truck.
Wait a minute, did we do Darrison? No, we didn't do Dale Harrison's turn on the last one. Dale. On you, I'm sorry.
He's last.
I know we didn't do it on the last turn. He didn't do anything.
Oh,
Dale, what would you have done on your turn? I went straight from the dogs to Brian. I'm sorry. Harrison, what would you have done on your last turn? Pretend like nothing has happened yet.
He would not have listened to Stan and would have just grabbed his weapon that I'm sure he had leaning against the truck and leaned over the hood and fired.
Okay, so that's going to be at minus 3, minus 4 for the same hex. Minus another 2, minus 5 total. But you could throw some ammo dice on it if you want.
Yeah, he would spray and pray at that point.
Okay.
So minus 5, that would take C, D. So it's D and a D. no successes, and ammo die. Oh, shit. I hit 3, but I only did... I didn't click 2 and 1.
Just roll 2 more D6. If you want to, that's fine. Because you did say spray and pray, and I'm okay with you rolling 2 more D6, because I'm like, one bolt ammo die is not really 2 D6.
One success.
Nothing. Well, wait, was that you pushing, or was that, what was that?
Yes. Pushing, and then rolling the 2 available ammo die.
Gotcha. Because
I can't roll, I can't roll the 1.
Gotcha. Okay. All right, so I'm going to, what's the damage on that weapon?
So, I had an AK-74, which I'm assuming was taken, plus the original M16. So, the only weapon he could have is an M16.
Okay, that's a dead dog. Now he's suppressed. Now Dale's suppressed. So, that happens. Yep. So, Dale is also suppressed.